You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eChicago and the mobile app channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Rod Agnista, founder of FastToll, a new toll tracking mobile app. Rodak is here to help you learn more about this new technology. Rodak, certainly a privilege to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here.
So tell us, what is FastToll? Get into those fantastic details.
Sure. So FastToll, as you mentioned, is a new app that helps the online toll drivers track and pay road tolls using their mobile phones or mobile devices. So let me dive into that a little bit more. If you look at the map of Chicago, there's a network of toll roads around Chicago, about 200 miles that are toll. So obviously you have to pay for them. And the way you do is every 20 to 30 miles, there is a stop in the middle of the road that you have to pay the toll. And most of the drivers have devices called iPass or EasyPass that lets them zoom through. But if you don't live in the area, if you just drive on those roads occasionally, you actually have to pull over to the side, take out your wallet, take out a few dollars, and pay each time. Driving from Madison to Chicago, you have to go through four such tolls. Now, it gets even more complicated as some of the tolls are not stopped. So you have to have exact change. Some of the tolls are electronic only, meaning that if you don't have that magic iPass device, there is no way for you to pay. So FastToll kind of alleviates those issues. So with the app on your mobile device, you can actually zoom through all the tolls as if you had iPass or EasyPass, and then you just make the payment within 7 days right from your phone.
How convenient. You've got to love that. Now, what led you to develop FastToll?
So it's just with the open toll roads around Chicago, FastToll just makes sense. So it's there's no reason for anyone to make those steps to make the toll, to make the payments. Basically, I used to be one of those travelers who traveled to Chicago once a year, and it was just very annoying to me to be stopping every single time. So that's how the idea was born.
Where there's pain, there certainly is innovation and creation, and so this is certainly a result from that. Now, can you explain to me the different features of this mobile app?
Sure. So the app is actually pretty simple. Just download it from Google Play or iTunes, and you just press toll tracking on, and what it does is it puts your location manager, it enables your location manager on the phone, basically turns the GPS on the phone, and based on the GPS, it tracks as you travel on the tollway, and based on that, the app detects the every time you cross the toll, every time you cross the toll. So again, it's a simple app like that. You don't have to pre-register. You don't have to put any of your personal details to track the tolls. If you want to make the payment through the app, then you obviously have to provide your credit card information and vehicle information. But that's only necessary if you make the payment through the app. So again, very convenient, very simple, and that's how it is.
Today we are joined by Rod Agnista, founder of FastToll, a new toll tracking mobile app here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Rod, how does FastToll differ from something like an iPass?
So iPass is an actual device that's its sole purpose is to track the tolls and deduct money from your account as you cross the tolls. In order to get that device, you actually have to go to a physical location to pick it up, or you have to request it online and have it shipped to you, which provides some form of inconvenience. If you're just traveling through the area, many times you might have forgotten to do those steps, as I did when I was traveling there. So Fastall allows you to quickly, with Fastall, you can quickly download the app from the mobile stores, and you're quickly driving in the same, basically without making stops, just as if you had iPass. So, again, iPass is just a device that's designated to do that. Fastall is, it's an app that you put on your phone together with all the other apps. You can have any other app running at the same time as Fastall. So you can have your mapping app or streaming music or whatever, and Fastall will just work in the background.
And the big question would be, in the future, will Fastall be expanded outside of the state of Illinois?
Well, that's exactly what we are working on now. There's actually a pretty big interest in other agencies to have an app like that. The main problem is that most of the toll roads in the United States are actually not an open toll. They don't use the open tolling system. What that means is that before you can actually cross the toll, you have to pay it, and then there's a physical gate that opens only after you make the payment. Illinois Tollway does not operate like that. They have the open tolling system, meaning that there is no physical gate. So Fastall, as I mentioned, the only thing that's necessary for Fastall is just the GPS coordinates. Now, once you start talking about physical gates, that's when there is a lot more issues. So we actually have developed technology that allows you to operate those physical gates. We have done a POC at one of the agencies, and the POC is very successful. So we are hoping that we will be rolling that out in the near future. And the hope is that, yes, an app like that will spread across the country.
And I have no doubt that it will, and you've certainly opened up the door for that to happen, and congratulations to you on this creation. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about the app, Fastall, and where they can download the app as well.
Sure. So you can just go to fastall.net or go to iTunes or Google Play Store and search for Fastall.
Well, very good. Well, Roddick, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you and to be a part of getting the message out about this fabulous, convenient new toll tracking mobile app, Fastall. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a happy, prosperous 2017.
Well, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Roddick Mista, founder of Fastall, a new toll tracking mobile app. And for more information, visit fastall.com. .net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.